Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
All eyes are on Hurricane Earl this morning as it begins to move north along the East Coast. This morning, the National Weather Service extended its hurricane watch to cover the entire Cape and the Islands and the area from Westport, Mass. Up through Plymouth, Mass. A tropical storm watch is in effect for the rest of the Massachusetts coast. For the latest on Earl, we turn now to Alan Dunham of the National Weather Service office in Taunton. Good morning, Alan. Thanks a lot for joining us.
Good morning, Bob. No problem.
So give us the latest. Where is Earl right now, and when might it arrive off New England?
All right. Well, as of 5 o'clock this morning, Earl was located about 410 miles to the south of Cape Hatteras, North Carolina, or, more interest to us, 870 miles to the south-southwest of Nantucket. Earl is still a strong Category 4 hurricane and working its way towards the North Carolina coast. It'll be passing the North Carolina coast Friday morning and then heading up in our direction. Latest forecast track does bring the center of the hurricane just east of Cape Cod and Nantucket. During the overnight hours, somewhere between 10 o'clock Friday night and about 3 o'clock Saturday morning, and then moving the storm rapidly up into eastern Maine.
The effects of Earl, the early rain and the early wind will get here before nighttime hours tomorrow, though, right?
Yeah, basically, we'd be looking for clouds increasing and early morning and the first outer band type rain showers, probably seeing move in during the afternoon. And then as the afternoon progresses, things will just continue to deteriorate.
All right. And how strong will the winds be? How much rain might we get? And let's start by talking about the Cape and the Islands, where, of course, as you say, the center of the storm will pass just off the coast.
The Cape and Islands are right now look like they'll get a pretty good hit out of it. We do have hurricane watches. They've been extended a little bit. They now go from Westport, Rhode Island, all around the entire Cape up as far as Plymouth, and that also includes Martha's Vineyard and Nantucket. What that means is that whole area has a potential to receive hurricane-type conditions Friday night into early Saturday morning.
What kind of waves might the Cape see?
Actually, the Cape will start having problems with waves and riptides during the course of this afternoon through tomorrow, well in advance of the storm. So anybody that's going to be going to beaches is going to have to keep an eye out on that even as early as this afternoon for a strong riptide. As far as the waves and surge, we haven't really calculated that, but there would be a storm surge at least on the outer Cape and for Nantucket.
And what about the rest of the Massachusetts coast?
Once you get upper Cape near Cape Cod Canal, you'd see conditions not be quite as bad. However, we'd still expect tropical storm type winds at least through much of Bristol and Plymouth County. Basically, the closer to the canal and the Cape you get, the stronger wind gusts you'll be seeing. So even folks in Plymouth and Bristol County, especially Plymouth, Carver, over towards Taunton, Fall River, New Bedford, I would anticipate seeing a good chance of having some wind damage, especially, large branches down some trees. There should be at least some scattered power outages. And then the closer you get to Boston, the less of the impact will be. Cape and Island, especially Outer Cape and Nantucket, should see the worst of the storm.
Tropical storm winds up to, would be what, up to the mid-40s or so?
Well, anything over 34 miles per hour, I would anticipate we could probably see wind gusts. Especially southeastern Plymouth County and southern Bristol County. I would not be surprised to see wind gusts in some of the heavier rain bands, 45, 55 maybe miles an hour, maybe even a little bit stronger.
And what would the winds be in the greater Boston area?
Greater Boston area, that would still be near, as the storm moves by, you could still see winds up to tropical storm force, maybe a little bit stronger. It's really going to depend on the exact track. What people have to understand is right now the storm is still a good 2 days away, and a difference of 30 miles one way or the other in the track from what it's currently forecast is going to make a tremendous difference in what people experience. If this storm decides, you know, it ends up moving further to the west, so let's say it tracks over Cape, you know, instead of being just east of the Cape, it tracks over mid-Cape. Then, of course, on the west side up towards Boston, you'd be seeing a greater impact and a lot bigger impact on the outer Cape and Nantucket. Conversely, if it moves another 30 miles further offshore, then that pushes the area of greatest concern over towards more, you know, further off to the east, so there'd be less impact in the Boston area.
And okay, once it comes to New England, it'll move out pretty quickly, as I understand it.
Yes, it will. Basically, all the meteorologists and down at the Hurricane Center are looking at it. Once it gets up by us, it'll start to transform from a purely tropical system to an extratropical system, and really start losing its energy, and it's actually going to be absorbed by a large low that's going to be moving across eastern Canada at that time. So once it gets in our area, it will be start moving very quickly on out.
Alan Dunham of the National Weather Service, thanks a lot for speaking with us.
No problem. Take care.